This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. There's always tomorrow for Newt Gingrich. The former House Speaker began his presidential campaign by infuriating many of his fellow Republicans. He did that by criticizing the Medicare plan of a fellow Republican, Paul Ryan, in Congress. Now he's moved on to Iowa, the site of the first presidential caucus, as Gingrich works to repair the damage. NPR's Mara Liasson spoke with Gingrich in Iowa yesterday.
Would you join me in welcoming to Marshalltown, Iowa, the next president of the United States, Newt Gingrich.
At the public library in Marshalltown, a standing-room-only crowd turned out to hear former House Speaker Newt Gingrich aim rhetorical bombs at the president.
The current president, President Obama, is the most successful food stamp president in history. 47 million Americans are on food stamps. I would like to be the most successful paycheck president in history.
That kind of verbal flame-throwing is what got Gingrich in trouble on Sunday when he attacked Paul Ryan's Medicare plan on Meet the Press, calling it right-wing social engineering.
I don't think imposing radical change from the right or the left is a very good way for a free society to operate.
Gingrich has been backpedaling all week. He apologized directly to Paul Ryan, held conference calls with conservative bloggers. He even explained himself to Rush Limbaugh. By yesterday, when the House Republican plan to give future Medicare beneficiaries vouchers to buy private insurance came up, Gingrich was careful, diplomatic even.
I think we need a better Medicare program. I think Paul Ryan has begun that conversation.
Rich Galen, who worked for Gingrich when he was speaker, says the grandiose overstatement is a Gingrich signature.
Here's what we know about Newt, that when the adrenaline starts flowing, he will go back to his basic stance, which is to state his position in the starkest possible terms, drawing the most broad differences between his position and his opponent's position.
Only in this case, his opponent was another Republican, whose Medicare plan got the votes of all but four Republicans in the House. That crossed a line for many conservatives in Washington, as well as for Iowan Russell Furman, who confronted Gingrich on Monday in Dubuque.
Mr. Gingrich, what you just did to Paul Ryan is unforgivable.
I didn't do anything to Paul Ryan.
Yes, you did. You undercut him and his allies in the House.
No, I said...
You're an embarrassment to our party.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Gingrich has had few defenders inside the Beltway, where Republicans seem to have run out of patience with his behavior. But in Ames, Iowa, Gingrich spoke to another packed house, where Polly Bailey and Jim Lohr found him both frustrating, but also impressive.
He's Newt being Newt, so I think he's a great idea man. I don't know about the... It takes a light touch if you're going to govern, I think.
Newt is brilliant. There's no question about that. Sometimes he needs to be more careful how he phrases things.
Gingrich himself says he knows voters will decide if he has the discipline and judgment to be president. In an interview yesterday, he was selling his liabilities as an asset.
If you are an ideal-oriented political figure, if you're somebody who passionately believes that we need a national conversation and that it has to be real and it has to touch things that are dangerous, you're occasionally going to get in trouble.
For many Republicans, the unforced errors say a lot about Gingrich himself. But for Democrats, the reaction to Newt's comments say even more about the GOP and its determination to dismantle Medicare. The Democratic National Committee made this web video.
Newt learned the hard way. Ending Medicare is the new GOP litmus test.
Gingrich was clearly trying to recast the Medicare debate. He knows the Ryan plan is unpopular with seniors. He argues that any changes in Medicare should be voluntary. Seniors should be given the option of using a voucher to buy health insurance. Rich Galen.
If he were saying those same things as Newt Gingrich, senior thinker for Republicans and conservatives, then he could lay those things out. Saying it as Newt Gingrich looking for votes in Iowa and looking for support in New Hampshire, it takes on a completely different tone.
Newt Gingrich has been a senior thinker for conservatives in the years since he was speaker, and there's no reason he can't continue to be. But, says Galen,
the role as a candidate may not be the correct role for him.
Gingrich, however, says he has no intention of quitting.
I've now had overflows in Dubuque, where they had three times as many people at Kiwanis, overflow in Mason City. I wish one of the people who was predicting my demise would just come out and spend a day or two on the road, and they'll understand. The pundits actually don't decide the election. The American people do. And I'm out here with the American people, and the water feels just fine.
Indeed, this weekend, Gingrich will be back on the Sunday talk shows explaining himself again. Mara Liasson, NPR News.